Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 109 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In this episode, I'm recapping the PT Entrepreneur Mastermind that I attended earlier this week. If you don't know what the heck a mastermind is, tune in for the full episode. If you want to hear how you can make six figures in a cash-based practice, tune in for the full episode. If you're familiar with Danny Matei, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that I was at the mastermind and you want to know, you know, what the heck went on and my top five takeaways, tune in for the full episode. All right, you know what time it is. DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. I actually specifically chose that little intro song this time because I want you to get hype. This episode, I'm super pumped to record, and just the entire content the past few days, they got me super hype. And so, you know, I wanted to set the stage with that. So I recently attended Danny Matei's PT Entrepreneur Mastermind. It was held down in not quite Dallas, Texas. It was in actually Justin, Texas, at a ranch. And it was an awesome event. On my way back home, I did a little Instagram story and I asked you guys if you wanted me to give you a little rundown about what I learned, kind of my top five takeaways. And for the first time in Instagram history for me, the poll thing, right, and the little Instagram story poll thing said 100% yes. Well, actually, let me not lie. It was 100%, and then my dude Raf came in with jokes and said no. But I had almost like 160 of you guys responded, which I love, and said yes, give me the rundown, give me the play-by-play. Even some people that were at the mastermind, which is awesome. So here I am recording this episode, going to push it out early because it was overall a dope event. So before I get to my top five takeaways, let me just like give you a little rundown of what the heck a mastermind is, because some people don't know. And you know what I keep saying the weekend, but it was actually the week. It was Monday and Tuesday was about. So first off, a mastermind. I went and kind of like looked for a definition. And the nicest one that I found was a mastermind is a group designed to help you navigate through challenges using the collective intelligence of others. One more time. It is a group designed to help you navigate through challenges using the collective intelligence of others. Apparently, this was started quite some time ago, about 75 years ago, by this guy, Napoleon Hill. It was proposed in his book, Think and Grow Rich. And so there's a little history there. I found that on Forbes.com, so maybe it's wrong. I don't know. But it, like the little definition said, it's a group. And you come together and you talk about your problems. And in this case, you're guided by Danny Matei, Eve Gigi, and Jared Moon. So this mastermind was born, I want to say maybe 2 years ago. This is their second in-person event, but the actual group was born, you know, maybe about 2 years ago. Danny Matei really at the forefront of that. And, you know, you guys have heard him. I brought him on the podcast. I will link those episodes in the show notes. This guy just wants to help you grow. He wants to help everyone level up. He wants to help everyone make money. And he started that PT Entrepreneur Facebook group, which I will also link in the show notes. And that group has about 2,000 members, which is incredible. So from that, Danny created this mastermind, which is that smaller cohort. And it now has 40 members, which is absolutely just mind-blowing and phenomenal. And they do like monthly things where you have more digital meetings or remote meetings in these smaller cohorts. And then they have the in-person events. And this is, like I said, the second one. The first one had 8 and they have grown fucking exponentially to 40 members, and it's going to continue to grow. I will drop you guys a link at the end of this episode to let you know how you can get some more information and communicate with Danny to see if this is a good fit for you. But the weekend, 40 people came together, and like I said, it was in Justin, Texas at a ranch. We flew in on Sunday night, had dinner at Jared's house, which is beautiful. And then on Monday, the festivities began. Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning, we had a workout, which if you guys know me, I am not about that morning life, but it ended up being pretty damn good. Jared Moon, if you don't know him, he is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man, but he runs EO3 Fit, the garage gym athlete, and it's just a hugely successful business. So he put this little workout together, which was basically some, you know, it's kind of an iteration of Murph, but without the weight vest and without the pull-ups. But it was good. We were doing it by the light of a car because it was still early. But it was really nice to lead by example, right? Danny makes a big point about that, that as practitioners, as providers, we have to lead by example. So we worked out and went back to, you know, our hotels, and then the festivities started. We had food on the ranch. It was great. I saw some longhorn steer, I guess is the right word. I don't know. And then basically what happened is we broke into smaller groups, and each of the three leaders, so Danny, Eve, and Jared, took a group, and we kind of cycled through. I'm not actually going to go into the specifics of what each person talked about because you have to be at the mastermind for that. But it was, you know, a variety of topics covered, from digital content to strategy to, you know, new patient acquisition, just a ton of information that was delivered. And in these small group settings, which allowed you to go around in this kind of roundtable format, ask your specific questions, right? The leader actually asked each person what their pain points were and then addressed each one. You know, we had lunch. There's a lot of eating during this whole thing. We had lunch, and then it was we stayed in like the bigger room after that and had bigger presentations given, all with actionable steps, which I think is probably the hugest thing. It's one thing to kind of get information just, you know, spewed at you. It's another thing to actually have information with actionable steps and breakout time, which was huge, right? Where they're going to give you some ideas, and then they're going to say, go take some time now, walk around, go outside, and actually let's do the thing. Let's take some initial steps so that when you go back home, you have something to work on and you already have the ball in motion a little bit. One of the biggest, and in my opinion, best parts of the weekend, they talked about finances, which, you know, is such a scary word for us. But if you want to run a successful business, an actual business, you got to know something about your finances and start to get them in order. So that was presented. Resources were given. Just absolutely tremendous amount of information shared. Like I had said, and I do want to point it out, there was adequate rest time, which I think is huge for any kind of in-person event. It's very easy to just want to give information, but you just get overloaded. And they were really good about giving adequate breaks, letting you go outside and move around, just really letting it digest. And those breaks allow you to interact with the other, you know, 39 people that are there and kind of pick their brains. And for some people, you know, myself included, you get to meet people in person for the first time, right? Perhaps you've only been communicating with them in the small cohort or in the Facebook group, and now you're actually face-to-face in person with this person. So that was, you know, phenomenal. Then Monday night was like the social. So we went to this kind of brewery place, had a cornhole tournament. Danny is apparently actually a secret cornhole shark. Good to know, right? Good to know. I'm putting his shit out there now. And it was just a really nice time to get to know everyone else and, you know, shoot the shit, which I think is so important in any of these events. I've spoken about this before. When you go to different kind of events and conferences, what we call the hallway track, which is the time you get to interact with the other attendees. And oftentimes that's some of the most valuable time and most valuable information. In this case, the hallway track and the actual track were equally phenomenal. And provided, you know, equal amounts of time and opportunities for both learning and just getting to interact with people. So it was just done very, very well. Second day had a similar setup to the afternoon of the first day, with the longer presentations being given by each of the leaders, Eve, Jared, and Danny, and kind of speaking to their forte, a lot of stuff on how to set up websites, the digital side of things, the marketing side of things, very, very important. The logistical side of things, setting up systems, very, very important. So just a lot of tangible things, a lot of things that you need in order to make a successful business. Right. And then one of the things that I thought was really cool, and I'm all about kind of like the intangibles or whatever, was that it didn't go super late on Tuesday. We wrapped around 2 or 2:30 or 3. It was pretty early. People did have to fly out. But also because you could see that the leaders were watching and like, yeah, you know, people, their heads are about to blow off. Like, we've hit the max here and we don't need to try to shove any more information in. And that's the beauty of a thing like this, a group like this, a mastermind, where you can get these ideas, get really inspired, get really fired up by people, and then you can take, you know, just one thing back with you if you want, do it, and then when you have questions, you're still in this group, you're still in this mastermind. It's not a one-time thing, right? This mastermind is a group that lasts, you know, for the full year, and then you can renew. And this way, you have access to these resources when you are actually ready to do the damn thing and utilize those resources. So that's really the long and the short of, you know, what the mastermind was, how it was structured, I should say, right? A group of 40 really freaking passionate practitioners, all looking to grow their cash practice, and in various stages. There were some people there that had just started like 2 weeks ago, and then there are people there that had started a few years ago. There was one guy, Just Joel, I love him. He's been doing this for 11 years. So you had this spectrum, which is amazing. And I'll talk about this as one of my top five takeaways, where you get to, I don't want to say compare yourself, but get to see other people and see perhaps the light at the end of the tunnel, especially if you're just starting. So, you know, that was really good. And for the people that maybe have been in it for a minute, they get to see some of this new blood that's really excited, and perhaps that helps to reinvigorate them. As for demographics there, it is primarily male, which I had called Danny out on before, and his mom had too. And, you know, it's not for lack of trying, you know, trying to get more females in the group, but there were definitely more females, myself included, this time, and it's going to continue to change. As for practices, right, it was all cash-based practice models. And one of the cool things is that Danny doesn't just accept anyone into this group. He wants people that have the same type of practice philosophy. So we see, you know, his big thing was the gym PT blueprint. So people along that model and looking to always have movement as a central tenet of their practice. These are the kind of practitioners that he wants and that he wants in the group. So you kind of create this nice cohesive environment, right? So 2 days, getting a ton of information, nice time for breakouts, a lot of time for socializing and getting to be inspired by other people. As for the people that were there, it was actually pretty cool. I didn't know everyone in the group. I didn't say this, but I crashed the mastermind. I had been talking to Danny, you know, we're basically best friends, and I have some stuff that maybe I'm working on for you guys, and I was looking for an example of things, and Danny was like, the best way to learn about this is to actually, like, go, and I was like, oh, you're right. So he invited me to pay for, like, a one-off and come down there, and I was like, you know, hell yeah, I'll do it. So I was not familiar with everyone in the group by any means. I knew some people were in the group, but there were also some people that I didn't know were in the group, but I still knew them, whether I had taught them before. Shout out to my boy, Zach, right? And there was kind of a little surprise, or, you know, my boy, Natty, just kind of like, oh, I didn't even know you were in this group. So that was really cool. And getting to know all the new faces too. I also had some people come up and be like, oh, your podcast, you know, really love it, supportive. And it was just a really amazing group of humans. And I'm not going to lie, you know, real talk, it can be an intimidating environment from the outside looking in, right? It is a bunch of white males, right? Call a spade a spade. And you can kind of be like, is this going to be inclusive? Are you going to fit in? Yes. Absolutely. One of the things that Danny talked about at the end was trying to grow the mastermind, and the best way to grow it is with the people that are already in the mastermind recruiting other people, because that's how you're going to get truly good people, aka no dickheads coming in, which is huge, right? You don't want any assholes in the group. And the best way to do that is with that kind of filtering process of, hey, I'm already in this group. I know what this group is about. You know, this is a good friend of mine. I'm going to refer them towards the group. So overall, that was the breakdown, the structure of it. Now you understand what a mastermind is. Yes, you have to pay to be in it, because when you pay attention. But well worth it, in my humble opinion. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The top five, or my top five takeaways from the PT Entrepreneur Mastermind. Number five, what gets measured gets improved. Right? One more time for the folks in the back. What gets measured gets improved. What does this mean? Start tracking your shit. It's not fun. Sometimes it's really humbling. You know, I'm sure that we're all avoiding it because we think that it's going to be like, it's a reality check. And you're like, dang, I'm actually not making money. Maybe I shouldn't. And it can be a little bit scary, but what gets measured gets improved. And this can be as simple as just writing things down, right? It's funny when you start to just look at, like, track your finances a little bit, just track your expenditures for a little bit, and suddenly you're like, where does all that money go, right? And then you start looking at it and you're like, oh. And just bringing awareness to this thing can help you change your habits, right? Because you think twice about the thing, where before you weren't checking it, you don't really know where that money is going, it's disappearing, and you're not measuring it, you're definitely not improving it. So like I said earlier, we talked about finances, the financial side of things, tax side of things, and those can be super, super scary. But even if it just starts with just looking at it, that increased awareness can be tremendously helpful. As it relates to scheduling, this holds true, right? For me, I know if it's not on a calendar, it doesn't exist, right? If it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. Whether it's an appointment or whatever, I'm going to totally forget about it. So we should be thinking about this with our time, right? Scheduling your own time, scheduling meetings with yourself. Parkinson's law is very, very real, right? Parkinson's law roughly states that work will expand to fit the amount of time that it is allotted. Jared actually used this concept during the mastermind and said, you know, if you gave me 20 minutes to set up this entire room and put all these tables together, it would take me 20 minutes. If you gave me 20 hours, I would do it in 20 hours, right? So we should be looking at that with our own schedules if we're trying to be a little bit more productive. And again, I don't need you to take big, huge leaps and bounds here. Maybe it's just, and this was a topic we talked about that they presented, was amazing, just a single meeting with yourself for 1 hour every week to go over your finances, right? If that's too scary for you, okay, then maybe you make that hour meeting and you pick something that isn't that scary. But at least this way you start to learn to, you know, allocate your time, start measuring your time, start seeing what the heck it is that you're doing with your time. Now, I'm not trying to be on a high horse here. I'm right there with you. I'm not the best at scheduling things. I'm not the best at measuring things. I am trying to take some of the strategies that they gave us and implement them. And I'll be the first to say, you can absolutely wing it, especially in the beginning, and be successful. But if you're trying to get to that next level, it's going to require some calculated moves. And that means you got to write it down. You got to measure it, right? What gets measured gets improved. Okay, on to point number four. You're only behind if you're running someone else's race. One more time. You're only behind if you're running someone else's race. Stop comparing your beginning to someone else's middle or someone else's end. Like I said before, it was really nice because you have providers there that are in all different stages. But if you're just sitting there and comparing yourself to someone that's been in practice for 11 years and is just crushing it, that may just stop you dead in your tracks, right? What we want to actually do is, if you're going to be looking at them, using that person for inspiration or motivation or education, right? Not to just compare and then be like, well, I'm nothing and I'm demoralized and I'm going nowhere and I'm so far behind from where I should be, right? You're only behind if you're running someone else's race. Additionally, like I had kind of said in point number five, it is okay to fake it till you make it. Like, you could absolutely grind your way to your first $100,000 as your income, for sure. You can just, you know, bootstrap it. You can guerrilla market it, for sure. And one of the benefits of a group like this is that you get to see other people that are also faking it and trying to make it. And it's a really good thing. We don't want to say that forever, but it is good to not feel so alone in this journey, especially when you're new to things. And, you know, we're all out here kind of making stuff up as we go. it is nice to have someone else that like, oh yeah, I'm kind of making it up too, and we can do this together. And then, like I just said, you also have people within this same group that are actually making it and making a lot of money. And so you can look to emulate them, right? Not just compare yourself, but look to ask them for help because they're in the same group and they've gone through the things that you've gone through, and you have this resource at your disposal. But if you are that competitive person and you're looking at other people, I'm going to say that you should use that as motivation to write your shit down and start looking at the numbers and look to beat your own numbers. Like, you can absolutely look to beat other people's numbers if, you know, that's going to motivate you. But if specifically looking at other people is like, it kind of stresses me out, then get competitive with yourself, right? What gets measured gets improved. Write your shit down, start tracking things, and then look to beat that either next month or next year. So, like I said, you're only behind if you're running someone else's race. So, let's look to set some PRs, track our own shit, and then get better at it next time. All right, point number 3. When someone that is doing something that you want to be doing tells you what to do, do it. Right? Go and do the damn thing. So this is kind of like a two-part or two-pronger, right? The first part being simply taking the advice and listening to the advice that's being given by that person. At the event, at the mastermind, there were tons, like copious amount of notes being taken. And that's what we want. Lots of notes being taken, and nobody was like, but, you know, with that combative or argumentative or just, you know, untrusting, whatever, that just bullshit that annoys you. These people are trying to give you information, just take it up. We have in this specific case, 3 leaders in the industry or in business, right? Because Jared is actually not a physical therapist, which was cool that he got brought in. But three business leaders that have spent, you know, collectively years and lots of money making mistakes so that we can learn from them, right? You will not live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself, so learn from the mistakes of others. And one of the coolest parts is that these gentlemen are reinvesting money because they love this shit so much, right? This is a game, and I'm saying it in the best sense possible. Like, this is a game and they want to win the game. They love this so much that they are investing their own money into things like split testing and beta testing and just trying to figure out what actually works when it comes to delivering this service or to when it comes to having this actual, you know, this type of practice. They're doing all these things. They're putting out the money, spending the money, making the mistakes to learn what is the best route. So when they give this information, listen, right? You want to be successful like them. You want to be doing what they're doing. You want to have the lifestyle or the success that they have. Do what they're doing, right? Listen to it and then do what they're doing. So part 2 of that, right? Part 1 was simply listening, not arguing back. Part 2 is actually doing the damn thing. Like Danny always says, and like I said earlier in this episode, when you pay attention. But at the end of the day, what separates the haves from the have-nots, or like, you know, the people that succeed from the people that don't succeed, typically isn't attention, it's action, right? What separates the haves from the have-nots isn't attention, it's action. Who did the damn thing? If you've been following me on social media, at The Movement Maestro, you know, especially within the past, like, maybe 2 weeks, I've just really been on an action kick because, you know, part of it's for me. So much of what I post, I do it for myself. But I see it across the board, right? And I just feel like I can't say it enough, and I won't say it. I'm going to keep saying it. If you want to succeed, do the damn thing. That's literally like the most important ingredient when it comes to success. Taking action, right? Paying attention is huge, but you have to take action on all that attention that you paid. You have to implement it. And because I like closing some loops of learning, what can help you to implement these things? Measuring things, right? What gets measured gets improved. And running your own race. Write the things down, measure them, see where you're at, then implement the strategies that these amazing leaders have given you to accomplish whatever goals it is that you have for yourself. Okay, moving on down the road to the second biggest takeaway from the mastermind earlier this week. If you want something you've never had, you gotta do something you've never done. Now, this may be cliched, you've seen it on a t-shirt or, you know, on Instagram, whatever, but this shit is true. And it ties into the, you know, point B of the last thing I mentioned. And like I said, I don't think it's enough. Do the damn thing. Doesn't matter what the thing is, you gotta start doing the thing. So I'm actually just gonna run down a list of things, and these are all things that actually got discussed at the mastermind to kind of give you a little teaser, a little insight as to different topics that were discussed. But these are things, actionable steps. It's like, do one of these things. If you wanna get to that next level, you gotta do the damn thing. And usually it's a new thing, something that you haven't done before. So, one, make lists, right? People don't like doing that. They don't like tracking. And that was the fifth thing that the point number five for top five things that I learned at the mastermind. Write shit down. Make lists. What gets measured gets improved. Moving on, scheduling time for meetings, scheduling times for meetings with yourself, right? Blocking out your time. Do you do that? Well, maybe it's time to start. Maybe it's pounding the pavement, getting out and actually getting into the community and having at least two face-to-face meetings every week with someone new, right? Trying to get your name out in the community, trying to get some more clients and customers, whatever, that way. Perhaps it's having exploratory calls. Danny is amazing at this, these exploratory calls with prospective clients or patients. Maybe it's hiring an administrative assistant. Perhaps you've been kind of dragging your feet on that, but realistically, in order to grow, you got to kind of get some of that stuff off of your plate and you got to hire someone. Yeah, you have to pay someone to do it, but that's going to free up your time so that you can be actually working on the business. Maybe something like going to bed early. I personally need to work on this and do more of this. Go to bed early so that you can wake up early and have more hours in your day to get shit done. Perhaps you need to change your website. Jared had an absolutely phenomenal presentation on this and just tying in marketing strategies and tying in branding strategies and true branding strategies, not this like bullshit of like having matching colors, just like really getting your message across, your creed, the things that you stand for, getting that out there and getting it out there succinctly. Just phenomenal stuff there. So maybe that's what you gotta do is work on your website. I don't know. You should be getting new leads from it. Are you? No? Then maybe it's something you need to be working on. Perhaps it's something like start blogging, right? A way to get your face out there, get content out there, establish yourself as an authority or an expert in that subject or in the field. One thing we also talked about that was pretty dope was maybe you got to run Facebook ads. Perhaps you've maxed your capacity for reach or you're trying to get some new eyes, whatever, and it's time to level up and start running Facebook ads. You haven't done it before, you're kind of scared, but guess what? You got to do something new if you want something new. Or maybe, just maybe, you got to hire a business coach. You guys listening to this? This is one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast so that you guys can hear what this is about and take whatever it is that you're doing, take it to the next level. And in order to do that, perhaps you need a business coach or perhaps you need to join a mastermind so that you have this guidance and you have this support in order to be able to do that, right? So just to interject real quickly, because this is something that I see happen at a lot of these events, and actually something that I mentioned at the end of this event, it's really easy to get caught up in all the excitement and all the new ideas, and then you go back and you do nothing, which is perhaps something you've always done, right? You don't actually do anything. So if you do happen to go to an event like this, I encourage you, take it all in. But then pick one thing, right? You gotta do something you haven't done before if you want something that you haven't had before, but make sure that you actually do something. Pick one thing of all the excitement. Pick one thing. And I'm just gonna shout out a few people here because at the end, we were all standing around and, you know, saying our goodbyes, and I asked people, I'm like, what is your one? Right? What's your one thing? So, Chris, if you're listening, well, you better be listening. Make sure you get out there this week and you pound the pavement and you're reaching out to those other providers. You're doing your networking homework. Zach, my man, my love, make sure you're checking in about those hours. I have a strong feeling that you've already actually done this, but I gotta say it anyway. Alexis, change that website. I'm gonna be hitting you up next week, but make sure that you do it. And then Scott, I didn't talk to you about your one, but make sure you get that damn adapter because I'm sick of hearing your echoes. Okay? Love you, my dude. Okay, so jumping back into this main theme of doing what you haven't done so that you can get what you haven't yet had.
Yes, what got you here, like whatever got you your success thus far, will take you to the next place. But that's likely going to be in, you know, a linear fashion. If you want growth, if you want change, if you want something that you've never had, you got to do something that you've never done. Okay, moving on to the number one takeaway from the mastermind. I feel like I did a little drum roll there. Number one takeaway. It's all about connection. Right? Everything. Just everything in life, in business, in the mastermind. It's all about connection. Jared gave a bunch of great presentations over the course of the 2 days. And one of them was about the logistics of marketing. And in it, he just made a really great reminder that it's not actually business to business, no matter what we think. True marketing, and I said this a million times, it's person to person, right? If you want to succeed on social media, and he said this, I was like, yes, I preach this, thank you. If you want to succeed on social media, be a goddamn human, right? Connect with people. You want to succeed locally, brick and mortar style, whatever, be a goddamn human. Connect with people locally. Let them see your face. Establish these relationships. I did a podcast episode, and I'll drop it in the show notes here. I did a podcast episode about why PT is the best first career. Right? And the main thing there is that you get to really work on all of these soft skills, right? These interpersonal skills. We learn how to manage all these different personality types. And when it as it relates to business, so much of what's going to determine your success is, can you connect with these people? It's the same way, like when we're talking about the actual clinical practice, so much of what determines your success clinically with that patient is, do they like you? Do they buy in? Do they trust you? And Jared actually gave us the acronym KLT as it relates to marketing. You want to get people to know, like, and trust you. And that's what we're trying to do when we have our initial evals. Right? We want to get people to know, like, and trust us. Eve followed this up, and it was so true and so good. By speaking about the number one thing that determines the success of a business, a clinical practice, is the number of new evals, right? Because it's people in the door. And he specifically said, once, if I can get people in the door, I can close the deal. Because you have these great interpersonal, these soft skills, right? That he can connect with people. If you can connect, you can convert, and that's going to lead to the success of your business, right? It's not business to business, it's person to person. Danny followed this up, and Danny, like I said, he's my bestie, right? I love this man. And one of the coolest things about Danny is that he teaches just everything, but he's also living it as he's teaching it. And you may not realize that until suddenly he explains this concept of this technique, and then you're like, holy shit, like, he just did it as he said it, or he's been doing this and that's why this thing worked, or he did this and that's why I joined the group. Like, your mind just gets blown and you see it in real time and you love this guy, you know him, you like him, you trust him, and you're like, now I want to learn more from you. I get it. I got that buy-in there, right? Like I had said earlier, there are 40 members in this mastermind, and Danny has spoken on the phone at length to each and every single one of them before they were allowed to join the mastermind. He vetted every single one of them. Connection, my friends, connection. Additionally, kind of looking at the bigger picture here, this is the inherent value of a mastermind. It allows you to connect with like-minded individuals and more than just one like-minded individual. You might be in a different place, both, geographically or career-wise, but you hold the same values. And you get to be you come together for these actual in-person mastermind events. You get to be in a single room with just a bunch of people who are freaking motivated. And that's so inspiring. I had said before, and then on a podcast I did, that going to events like ConvertKit or Podcast Movement was hugely different than going to a traditional PT event, a continuing ed thing, or like a conference. Mainly because when I go to these like ConvertKit, these craft and commerce thing kind of things, everyone wants to be there. And they're there because they're passionate about what they're doing. They're not there to get CEUs. They're not there because they had to go, or their boss told them they had to go. They're there because they want to be there. And the passion, the inspiration is just, it's incredible. one of the many benefits of all the technology that we have these days is that for groups like this, you can have these remote sessions. Like I said earlier, they meet during the month and have these smaller cohorts that talk about things, you know, checking accountability, things like that, which is amazing. You get this same connection with these other humans. But, and this is one thing that really sets, you know, this group apart, and I think it's really important to have in any mastermind that you may be looking into, is the in-person events, right? One of the things that we're seeing, studies show, right, we have all this technology and all this means for apparent connection, and yet when they poll people and look at people, there's like more people that feel more disconnected and more alone and more isolated than ever before, right? Because you have kind of this like fake connection. Maybe you can like just like someone's Instagram post, but you never actually talk to them, right? So it can create this feeling, this barrier, this feeling, this disconnect. This particular mastermind has these in-person events, which is hugely, hugely important. And I don't know, I think one of, if not the best parts about the mastermind is you get 40 humans, 40 motivated humans that all at least have some shared characteristic. They're going for the same thing, right? Something that excites them. It lights their soul on fire, right? They're all in the same room and motivating each other, sharing their trials and tribulations. And that's just, you know, irreplaceable. Okay, I'm looking at the time. This is yet another Thursday, not so shorty, but I knew this one would actually go a little bit longer just because I had these points that I really wanted to elaborate on. So let's go from the top so I can go through the five again and then officially wrap it up, give you that link that you guys have been waiting for. Top five takeaways from the PT Entrepreneur Mastermind. Number five, what gets measured gets improved. Number four, you're only behind if you're running someone else's race. Number three, when someone that's doing something that you want to be doing tells you to do something, do it. Number two, if you want something you've never had, you gotta do something you've never done. And then last, but certainly not least, right, in my humble opinion, the most important takeaway message of the entire thing, it's all about connection. All right, friends, that's it. Those were the top five takeaways from the PT Entrepreneur Mastermind. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, if this is exciting, if you're looking to grow a cash practice and you think you could benefit from a group of 40 plus motivated practitioners, if you want more information, I got a link for you. Head on over to www.themovementmaestro.com/PT Mastermind. That's all one word. One more time for the folks in the back. www.themovementmaestro.com/PT Mastermind. Full disclosure, that is an affiliate link, which means if you click it, you go there, you watch, you sign up for the webinar, dope webinar, by the way, you sign up for the webinar, you get on a call with Danny because it's all about connection, and you end up enrolling or committing to the mastermind, I will make a commission, right? Full disclosure. I've spoken to you about this commission model before. I freaking love it. It allows all parties to win, and I will only ever do this model with something that I truly, truly believe in. So the link one more time, www.themovementmaestro.com/PT Mastermind. All right, officially wrapping it up. I went a little long this episode, but it was really important to me to deliver all these points. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for tuning in for the full episode. Please remember, friends, be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Until next time, friends, Maestro